Well, hi there, it's me, Brian. You know, from before. I've been gone quite some time. I took a little extended break. Maybe you could call it a mental breakdown. I'll call it a mental breakup. But, needless to say, I've been gone for the summer. Took a vacation, and I went away from the podcast for a while. But believe you me, I didn't forget about you. And I didn't forget about the hobbies that you intend to do. You're back. I'm back. We're back together. This is Hobbies with Dr. Will. Today I got a very special episode, as all episodes are very special in this place. I do, for the first time, multiple guests, which was fun. And I combined two hobbies into one, which really took a turn for the better, I would think. And we really didn't even talk about the hobby at all. So, you might enjoy this, because it's really not about anything at all. It's a conversation, and a lot of help from Google. Enjoy it, have fun. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. Hello, universe. Welcome to the greatest place in the world, my house. I've been away for a while. Big deal. We're back. We're better than ever. You're with me, I'm with you. You're on Hobbies with Dr. Will. This week I've got some very special guests. It's my first time I've had more than one person go at me, so this could get a little wild. I also have something that combines two hobbies into one, which blew my mind when I saw this. I have a thing against Hollywood. I'm not big into movies. I think most movies that come out are shit. And, they really are. Pretty much anything's a remake of some movie that was bad in the first place. They won't redo RoboCop for some reason. You know? I mean, that would be great. My guest today is Brandon, his lovely wife. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves? I won't take that away from you.
Alright, I'm Brandon Shelton.
And I'm Danielle Shelton.
What was your maiden name?
Swenson.
Okay. Now you guys know her. Right? So anyways, have you guys seen anything recently that you thought was okay?
We'll give a long, awkward pause after that question. No, I haven't. Not that I can think of. No.
Last thing I saw in the theaters was Step It Up 3D. No.
Hey, pretty good, huh?
I loved it, actually. But I like bad movies. And yeah. It was right up there. I was one of two people in the theater, which I had brought the other person. And 5 minutes into this movie, I turn to them and I go, I'm so glad this is in 3D.
Like, why wouldn't it be?
They were dancing in my fucking face. Like, it was so cool. It was so cool. All those moves, and you're like, oh, well, just gonna kick me in the face with that move. But, 3D movies, like, to dance in your face, they spent money on that.
Yeah.
There's somewhere out there that gives these fucking idiots money. I have a lot of bad ideas that I can make into a movie. I know I can make some shitty movies. Like, give me some time, Hollywood. I'll pump out some crap for you. There's another thing that I think is kind of stupid, and that's trading cards. Like, you collect cards. It's cooler than movies. Like, a Michael Jordan card is worth a lot of money for some reason. It's just a picture of Michael Jordan maybe dunking a basketball or sitting on the bench chewing some bubblegum. And
drinking a Gatorade.
And it's printed on a piece of cardboard and we put values on that. Now that in itself is really cool, and it's kind of like, hey, America.
Yeah.
Anything can be worth money.
Yep.
I used to collect cards as a kid. Mostly basketball, some football, some baseball. But I sold them all when I started doing drugs. Big deal,
you know,
right?
You know.
Priorities. Exactly. Exactly. But I saw something the other day that blew my mind right off my goddamn shoulders, and I had to go and pick my mind up and put it back on. I will go to the closet of hobbies. I will show you.
I think we're in for a treat.
Mm-hmm.
Today, on the show, I have bought us a box of pop cards, the world's hottest stars. It's a box of five packs and one guaranteed memorabilia card comes in here, so...
That's the moneymaker.
That, yeah. Whoever gets that, it wins the podcast today.
You're saying you want to retire. This might be your...
This could be my ticket to early retirement. I'm going to go ahead and bust this thing open. The five packs, we're going to have to open one individually.
It's a perfect blend, you know?
I'm
Celebrity Stalker, along with...
Lay these out here and let you guys pick out your first one. I'm on the cover, there is Emma Roberts, who I have no idea who that is, Raven Simone from The Cosby Show, Adam Brody from The OC, and Jessica Alba from anything where a girl's supposed to look hot. Do you guys know Emma Roberts?
No.
What does she look like?
She's this one on the cover here. Or do you have somebody different?
Yeah, I've got...
Yeah, whoa. I got different people, man.
Who do you have?
I have Ashley Tisdale.
Oh, that's one I got.
Hayden...
Pantene.
Tier. Dylan Sprouse and Jessica Biel.
Okay, I only know Jessica Biel out of those.
Well, Dylan, that's the guy, the two kids from that Disney show.
Yeah. Oh, Big Daddy? That movie too?
No, not the movie.
Disney show, Big Daddy.
But no, those kids were the kid in Big Daddy, right?
Weren't they? Were they?
Let's see the these.
You might have to.
Yeah, that's that kid that says he can wipe his own ass.
Yeah.
All right, I've got mine open, and I'm disappointed because my first card is Jessica Alba, and I've already seen that. Next is Selma Blair. Is this a scratch and sniff?
Oh, that's dirty.
What's that about?
What is
my next is a Jessica Biel, and there's a patch missing, and cloth. It's maybe this is what her hair feels like.
It's a part of her clothing.
I don't know what that means.
Does it tell you?
Well,
they do that in sports.
Is that a piece of
a jersey card or something?
Is that a piece of one of the clothing items she's worn?
It looks like white cotton panties.
Oh my God. Is that the memorabilia one?
It might be.
I have a pair of her panties now.
Those are really weird panties. Those
like granny ones.
Yeah.
I have a Giovanni Ribisi, whoever that is, and he looks angry that his picture's being taken.
He put me on a train.
And some dude named Josh Peck, who's just happy to be alive.
That's the Nickelodeon guy.
Now, on the back of these cards...
Oh, that's from Drake and Josh.
Well, the fat Nickelodeon
kid. The fat
kid.
One. He's not fat anymore.
Have you seen the back of these cards, guys?
It's creepy.
They have secrets about themselves.
No, oh, no.
What's Cosby mean? Oh, is that like something they put money to?
I guess. Josh Peck, for example, the happy guy, he's a Scorpio. He's really good at magic tricks. His favorite quote is, "Happiness is attainable." Cool. His icon is Hunter S. Thompson. His favorite movie is Fresh, which I've never heard of. Either or of those. He likes books, basketball, and sushi. So there's that.
Wow, he sounds like a winner.
He sounds like everybody I've ever met. I want to figure out what this one is.
This guy's quote said, "I can't live without oxygen."
Now that's true.
Here's a smart one. Did you check your Jessica Alba quote?
No.
Maybe. Be present and in the moment.
Oh.
That's insightful. That's kind of deep.
She just thinks.
You'd never guess.
She just makes sure she doesn't turn off her brain. And that's probably very important for her. Her place is white sand, warm water, and sun. Thanks, Jess. Did you ever trade cards? Did you ever collect cards as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Did you trade them? Say at school?
No. I was like a closet weirdo.
Oh.
I had X-Men cards, like comic book cards. Okay. I still have them, actually.
Are they in like a booklet?
Yes, they are.
Cool. You don't want to fuck those up.
Yeah, they're not worth shit.
Well,
I've looked at hawking them on eBay. They're not worth any money. I have some Ninja Turtle ones, too.
Now, that's actually really impressive. I was the biggest Ninja Turtle fan as a kid.
I don't know about that. Actually, you probably were. You're probably bigger than me. That's all I have.
I won't say the biggest, because there's probably people...
Yeah, there's probably people that are still dressing up in turtle suits at home, whacking it.
What are those fuzzy parties? Fuzzy? Furry?
Furries?
Furry parties. Yeah, that's it. Maybe that should be one of the hobbies.
That should be a good
idea. Yeah. That would be a good one.
We'll find some furry.
You gotta find. I'm sure they're out there.
Craigslist.
Always.
We should order some outfits.
I have a submarine sandwich costume. I used to work at Subway. That was my first job.
You steal it?
Yes. This is the worst job I've ever had. I was an assistant manager there for $5.25 an hour. And that's minimum wage from that time, kids.
That's what I mean, vanity.
I got a nervous twitch in my eye from dealing with the public. I'm not very good with talking to people. Being around people pisses me off. And I figured they owed me something, and I wanted that sandwich costume. Nobody ever wore it anyway.
How many times I've said, I want that sandwich.
Yeah, give me that goddamn sandwich costume. And it's come in handy a lot.
I'm sure it has.
Let's figure out what this card's about.
It doesn't even tell you.
This? Yeah, it doesn't say anything.
What is that food?
What food? What are we dealing with?
I don't know.
Your favorite food.
Somebody I don't know, Camilla Bell. Her favorite...
Yeah, good luck.
I can't even say that word.
I don't know what it is.
But she's working to free the slaves.
Right.
That's good. That's good enough for me.
This one,
respectable.
You know,
right?
Megan Fox's favorite food is mashed potatoes.
Oh, wow. I bet she's...
Well, his is cereal.
Let's see.
And he used to play water.
What kind of cereal?
But it doesn't say the cereal.
That's so generic. It could be anything.
Right? I know. What do you want? Cookie Crisp or Grape Nuts?
Well, this one looks Chinese food.
Yeah, Chinese food. That's narrowing it down, too.
Well, that's better than cereal. There's billion kinds of cereal.
Well, this is funny because he says, my best day includes some nature.
What?
Not a lot of nature.
Best day?
Yeah. Includes some nature.
I will trade you a Jessica Alba for the Adam Brody.
There you go.
Deal. Look at that. Him. Collecting the OC stars as we speak. He looks so brooding.
Oh.
And handsome. Project Angel Food. Let's look that up on Google and see what
Project
that's about.
Project Angel Food.
That's what he's working for. First, I'm going to look up and see what the hell is in my Jessica Biel card.
You should look up this food, too.
Yeah, I will. We'll figure all this shit out.
Pihoda?
Wow.
I can't even say that.
The Whaleman Foundation. What do you think that's for?
Well...
The Whaleman.
For the whales or for the whalemen?
The website no longer exists, so...
there goes your cause,
that
bitch.
That's how popular they are.
She wasn't donating any fucking money.
Well, I'm looking up the pop cards itself. I think we're out of business, possibly.
Ooh, that's... Darn it. I feel bad about touching these. I don't want to get them. We might have to go get some sleeves. And
hey, they have a Facebook page.
She looks scary.
Yeah, she does.
That Raven...
Simone?
Yeah, she looks really scary.
Raven Simone.
She does. Look at her. She looks really scary.
It is.
She is. She's let herself go. She got so Raven, and then that it just went to her head.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have opened pop cards before, and to be honest, the product and the celebrities they choose from is more for tweens. But I got this blaster for only $10, and it's a guaranteed memorabilia card. There has to be something in pop cards that must be worthwhile, right? First off, as a collector, I notice one of the packs is purple, while the rest are blue. And sure enough, it's the pack with the memorabilia. No ring of truth
They're
to that.
All purple.
This is a horrible practice. Whoa, you can get the Rock?
What?
Let's
open the other packs.
Yeah, go for it, you guys. Wait, here we go. I got a Molly Sims memorabilia card already. Is there a mommy... What is in the memorabilia? It just...
Well, does it say anything about that
Oh,
patch?
She's got some teeth.
Who's got the teeth?
Rosario Dawson. Look at that winning smile.
Yeah, she was in 13...
Ooh, I got the Rock.
Boom.
Oh,
wrestling.
Dwayne Johnson.
Wow. I'm trying to figure this out. Memorabilia.
Look at his hair. You should do your hair like that.
Pop cards memorabilia.
Look at this. I may not have got the memorabilia card, but look at this, huh?
Well, you got the twins.
I got.
Whoa, well, you got both of
the
them?
Twins in one.
That's pack. In one pack.
Yeah, in one
yep.
Pack.
Fuck you.
Oh man, and they were like butt to front.
I'm trying to figure out. Wait, here we go.
Wow, look. That's really gay.
Look how
screen worn memorabilia. So basically, I did get a pair of her underwear. And I'm thinking it might have been off Seventh Heaven.
Look at that. What is that?
It's trying to have me buy something. I don't want whatever they're
no, you don't.
Selling.
You don't.
And I can't click off of it.
His
what have I done?
Top secret is you'll have to ask the Lord.
Ask the Lord what?
His
secret?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of Blair
wore an eye patch.
Oh,
and guess what his foundation is? The Rock Foundation.
Oh, wow.
What do they do? Teach kids to wrestle?
I guess so.
Backyard wrestling?
That'd be awesome.
I would wrestle The Rock. I have started watching wrestling, by the way.
Oh, really?
Again. Okay. This isn't a new thing. It's funny. I wish I could figure out what the hell this is.
That is that.
It's panties, isn't it?
It doesn't say anything.
It looks like some granny panties from Seventh Heaven. I think you're
right. It's just white material. It doesn't even look like it's clothing, is the worst part.
You need to see this, too. Check this one out. Pop secrets.
I'm very ticklish. I'll put that to the test.
Hey, this one has their social security number. Oh, just kidding. That's just kidding.
Oh, wow.
That was a
Pop
good
cards.
One.
You're
that was
so
a good
funny.
One.
Oh, she's a great storyteller, especially if you're between the ages of 3 and 5.
Correct.
Ding, ding.
And apparently, Jessica Biel thinks the world would be a better place if animals could talk.
It'd be a loud place.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't want to hear all that.
Google is not even helping. If Google doesn't know anything about this, that's
Make
bad.
Cat encounters is her cause.
What the fuck? The hell is Michelle Rogers anyway?
She's
got
Rodriguez. Not Rogers. She's from Fast and the Furious.
She's got a really big forehead. Didn't she have a dwarfish forehead?
Who is that?
She's
Imrod.
Imrod? Michelle Rodriguez?
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Imrod? That
so.
Sounds really sexual.
It does.
Imrod.
What are these little things at the bottom? These, like, codes?
I'm trying to figure that out. It really doesn't help that the website no longer exists.
No, that's not helping.
Well, how old are these? Does it have, like, a date on the box?
God, this is so... Let's see.
There's not too many dude ones in here, is there?
Nope.
Is that gay of me to notice?
I want to know what you could have won.
Yeah, but...
A box of pop cards.
2007, because your copyright is 2008. And I'm not finding shit on the internet. I mean, there's websites... Space Jam, the movie, still has its website up. So pop cards, you're broke.
Yeah.
All right?
That's bad.
That is bad.
36, something broken needs to be fixed. I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm getting bored. I need some chicks like 36, 24, 36.
Space Jam's VHS sales are still funding their website.
You suck. Where's this word I'm supposed to be looking up? The food?
Oh, where is that? Right here.
Okay.
Ew, an extra vertebrae.
Ew, who has that?
Megan Fox.
Yep.
Oh, that,
she's
extra
gross
vertebrae.
Anyways.
Yeah.
It's a Brazilian black bean stew.
That sounds
disgusting. I want to... Can we hear them say this word? It's got to be Frijolada. But I want to hear it. Whatever. She likes black bean soup.
This is a creative one. Selma Blair. She wore an eye patch for a year when she was 7.
On purpose?
Doesn't say. Maybe she did. Her favorite food is young coconuts.
Mmm. They are the best.
Her favorite place is in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Being held down. Nothing better than salty water as I gasp for my last breath. And her cause is the Fistula Foundation.
Fisting?
What?
Okay, she's a karaoke master. How are you?
Which
master?
One?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
You dirty bitch. Fistula Foundation, help give a woman a new life.
On the internet.
Oh, heal a woman whose body has been broken by childbirth. That's what it is. Yeah.
That's a cause?
Yeah.
I need a gallon of milk.
Obstetric fistula is the most devastating and serious of all childbirth injuries. It's basically, you get your shit broke when you're birthing your baby.
Vita A?
Yeah.
Or worse.
That happens a lot.
Obviously, women need a chance. Let's not take it away from them.
Whatever.
How do I donate? Let's see. If you guys want to donate to the Fistula Foundation.
Ew, a one-time donation is $450 or a monthly donation of $37.50.
That's love a sister. We're not loving any sisters.
We don't love them.
So you can make a one-time donation of any amount you choose. If you would like to do so, you can call toll-free at 866-756-3700. If you're outside the U.S., which I know half my listeners are, that number is 408-249-9596. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you for your patience. Back to the show.
You should get paid for that.
Yeah, definitely.
I do get paid for this handsomely. I want to see what Project Angel
food is. This is a good one, too. This guy is.
Yeah.
He's
his favorite food, sushi and beef jerky.
At the same time?
Haven't you guys had beef jerky sushi? It's a Japanese staple.
What is Special 20 Harmonica?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's I don't know, but that's his
favorite thing.
I would think it's some sort of old harmonica. I don't even know who Anton Yelchin is.
I don't know either.
I've never seen this guy in my life. Like, most of these people I can recognize, but I don't know their names. Okay, Project Angel Food. Their mission is to nourish the body of and spirit of men, women, and children affected by HIV and AIDS.
That's still around. Didn't Magic Johnson go into somebody's body and kick their ass?
Yeah.
I thought that's how it worked.
He fought the AIDS demon. Free the slaves.
He would end up penis.
Let's see what that foundation does.
I want to know about free the slaves. Takes you directly to her bank account. Just deposits.
What's the lower... You should look up the Lower East Side Girls Club, too.
I'm guessing that's the Lower East Side in New York City. It's the girls club there. That would be my guess.
I think that's a pretty astute assumption.
Voto Latino?
Yeah, that would be that area. Let's see. About slavery. Let's learn about it. First, the bad news. There are 27 million people in slavery today. You might know them. They could be your neighbors. They are forced to work without pay, under threat of violence, and they're unable to walk away. Thus, slavery. You can find them in brothels, factories, mines, farm fields, restaurants, we've been there, construction sites, and private homes. Many slaves have been tricked by traffickers who lure vulnerable people with false promises of goods, good jobs, or education. Some slaves are marched to work at gunpoint. Others are trapped by phony debts from unscrupulous moneylenders. Slavery is illegal everywhere, but it happens nearly everywhere.
In America? March to work at gunpoint?
That's the good news.
I know I feel like that.
Now the good news. We can end slavery in our lifetime. Here's what needs to happen. Businesses must clean up their supply chains, and consumers must demand slavery-free products. Sorry, I like my Converse All-Stars. Governments and international institutions must toughen enforcement and fund anti-slavery work worldwide. Activists and advocates must educate the vulnerable about their rights and empower those in slavery to take a stand for freedom. And you must take a stand, too. Get educated. Get activated. Donate. Participate. And spread the word that you don't want to live in a world with slavery in it. Well, I'd like to spread that word right now. I am not a fan of slavery. I don't support it. How about you guys?
No.
No, you
I don't think it's
disagree?
No, I don't think it's very good. Probably not. I don't know. I've never been a slave. It might be kind of neat.
Yeah, I've never been in those shoes.
Yeah.
But...
How do you know?
I wouldn't
assume
the
that it would
the whole gunpoint thing bothers me.
Maybe, you know, it might be a rush. Like, you know, imagine being a dishwasher and, like, not speaking the same language as everybody in the country, and the guy's like, you didn't know what's the fucking dishes. Like, oh, shit.
I can't understand
you. There's a gun. What are you gonna do?
That would be... First of all, the shitty part would be you're washing dishes.
Yeah. I think I'd rather be shot.
Yeah, so maybe it wouldn't be so bad after all.
What is this one?
The Whaleman? No.
Let's find out.
That's a good one.
Molly Sims. She's working for Friends of El Faro. Let's find out what that is.
There's also Big Cat Encounters. That's a good one.
Big what?
Big Cat Encounters. That's an actual cause.
Yeah.
I did not say Big Black Encounters.
You're kidding me. Big Cat Encounters. Like, her charity is just for people to go see tigers somewhere in the wild. Let's see what that's about.
Bring out the peanut butter.
What did I tell you? Bengal tiger.
Yep.
On the page. Let's see. Experience a once-in-a-lifetime, one-on-one personal encounter with one of the planet's most powerful, precious, and dangerous species. Seriously?
It
that's
might be
what I'm funding with her. She just wants to play with tigers. They're going to be gone off this planet. We can't stop that.
Evolution.
Yeah, survival of the fittest, right? We're the ones tearing up your home. Figure it out, guys.
Yeah, do something about it.
Are you going to stop us? What? Okay, let's do something fun with these twins. Let's see how they compare and contrast with their... Dylan has Camp Ronald McDonald for Good Times, which that's the greatest sounding camp I've ever heard.
You know there's no weirdos at work there.
And Cole is really...
They're from Italy.
He went out on a limb, and he's supporting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Dylan has to sleep on his stomach, while Cole has two dogs.
Would they both have two dogs?
Dylan's quote is... Ninja Turtle ice cream. Cole's quote is, he can't live without oxygen. Now, Cole's icon is Jack Black, while Dylan is more of a Frank Kozik. Dylan's favorite movie is one with Tenacious D, which, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Find some movies, kid. They're out there. Cole's favorite movie is Kung Fu Hustle. Dylan prefers Weezer, while... Cole likes MGMT. Dylan chooses not to like books, but Cole likes Lord of the Flies. Their favorite place, Cole likes Texas, and Dylan likes his room. Dylan prefers sports, while Cole is more of a foodie. Cole likes Chinese food, while Dylan prefers to snowboard. So for twins born on August 4th that are Leos, they have their own personalities.
Yeah, they couldn't be any more different.
Yeah, except they look the same.
Yeah.
But one dresses like a jackass, while the other
dresses like
a jackass. Yeah. But at least he's not wearing a fedora.
Yeah.
Like his stupid brother.
Kind of bitch with a fedora.
Do you think that they fight over movie roles? If you had a twin, would you try out for the same movie as them? And if they got it, would you feel like... you were less than them?
I might do that. Just to be competitive?
Yeah, that would bug me.
I might just do it.
And I would always try out, whether I wanted to be in the movie or not, if they were trying out, I would do it.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get their goat and see if I could one-up them.
You know what, I was just...
I'm better at being me than you are.
At being you.
Yeah, exactly. We're the same, but I'm better.
We share the same DNA.
Mm-hmm.
I got the better end.
This guy likes jamming on some tunes.
Me too!
Right, and his favorite song's I Want You, She's So Heavy.
Oh, that's actually a good tune by the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Same guy that likes sushi and beef jerky.
Let's look him up. I don't know who this is.
I don't know who he is either.
He's from Los Angeles, but he has a Russian name for sure.
Huh?
I know.
Different borders. What's it mean? Damn you, pop cards.
Well,
I won't be
gold
able to sleep.
One. You got a gold one. That's probably a fancier version.
But it's the same exact picture. But the same exact gold. Facts.
I got the panty one.
Oh, you lucky bastards.
I'll be sniffing those tonight, trust me.
I'm sure you will.
Sweet Bonnie Brown, looking like a baby coming down over a tree. She looked real good, like a real nice lady coming down all over me. Sweet Bonnie Brown, 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 sweet Bonnie Brown. Oh, roll me over like I'm coming over. Well, she looked really like an ugly look on Derek.
Smell like laundry detergent. Is that Tide?
But his is all golden. All these.
He's been in the Smurbs. Terminator Salvation.
God, his hair is terrible.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Fucking mop.
However, he has pretty much a pompadour.
Yeah,
but it's a really sloppy one. Like,
yeah.
It's just that way naturally.
Sloppy Poppy.
That's his nickname.
Yeah, I knew it.
What did I say? Poppy. This guy was Russian. Yep. Born in Leningrad, Russia, the former Soviet Union.
But this says his hometown's Los Angeles, California.
They had to lie or else we wouldn't like him if he was Russian.
Homeland Security was like, no, we're not putting anybody on there that's not from America.
Yeah, I bet Homeland Security had a lot to do with these cards.
Well, but these guys are from Italy.
Well,
Italy is more... They're not the Soviet Union, you know?
They gave us spaghetti.
This is the only one that's a solid color.
Mm-hmm. That's the special card. It's a gold edition.
Oh. We got the gold one and the panties.
All right.
Golden panties. Yeah. We really lucked out. Cole Sprouse and Jessica Biel's underwear.
You know, for buying a box, you got some doubles here. What the fuck?
I don't think there's a lot of stars to choose from.
No, I don't think there is either.
Maybe a lot of people were like, no, I'm good. You don't need to involve me in your cards. Because obviously they had to sit down and talk to him if he wanted to be a chemist and he almost blew up the bathroom.
Yeah, you know. Here's a good one. I love to cook, and if I wasn't an actress, I would want to either run a restaurant or be a chef. No, you wouldn't, bitch.
Out of all these people, what's your favorite card? And forget that the panties are in this one. That doesn't even matter.
Hey, you gotta go for the most valuable one. Or the gold one. You can't say the gold one. I like this guy. I do. Something about his insane forehead and eyebrow.
What's he working
secretive.
For?
Ooh. Oh, Citizens Commission on Human Rights. Oh,
okay. Right. That's not such a bad cause. I'm all for human rights.
What's this food?
Ceviche. It's like a
fish.
Mexican fish and shrimp.
Yeah, I think.
It's pretty nasty. It's
pretty
cooked good. For like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then they cook it the rest of the time in an acidic fruit juice.
Yeah.
Ceviche. I would not eat that.
No. His favorite songs by African Unicorn.
Let's look them up and see if we can hear some African Unicorn for the folks at home.
It
sounds good.
And
it does.
Dog. That's the name of the song. Dog.
No such luck so far.
What? How can you not find a band? Somebody needs to get to work on posting those African Unicorn vids.
Oh. No wonder. If you didn't look at his pop's secret, he's secretive.
Oh.
He's not going to tell us what his favorite band is. He's going to make something up on the spot. God, no wonder you like this guy.
Fucking bastard got us.
Dog. By African Unicorn. If anybody out there has any African Unicorn, go ahead and send it to hobbieswithdrwheel@gmail.com, and I'll put that on the podcast. I don't believe it exists.
Mm-hmm.
African Unicorn, if you're listening out there, come in. We could have a podcast sometime. It'll be fun. You can talk about Giovanni Ribisi. I can't believe that it's coming up with nothing.
Oh, well, here we go. His favorite place? Africa. Over there.
Let's look that up. It was a popular song in 1917. Huh. Let's hear that then.
Thank you, Wikipedia. The infinite wealth of knowledge. You know.
Yes, that is where I get everything.
Yeah, I know. You want to know what DDAV means?
Yes, please. Here is Over There, the popular song. I'm going to have to unplug the microphone to hear it. Would you like to hear it anyways?
I think we should take it.
Yeah, I think so too. We'll be right back. Hey, it's me again. Somewhere along the line here, we were listening to some World War I song, which we all know as Over There. Anyhow, I got sidetracked and forgot to plug in the microphone, so I'll catch you up to speed on the insanity that ensues. We're talking about the creepy ice cream truck driver that rolls around town, the scariest looking dude in the world. You would never let your children buy ice cream from him. So that catches you up to speed, and we'll just delve right into the middle of this conversation. So, hope you're not lost. He starts the engine and something clicks in his brain and he's just fucking insane. I bet he hears that shit at night when he's sleeping.
He's sitting in the car like choking a dog or something like I don't have any bomb pops.
Quit asking, I'm sold out. Quit asking me. How many dead bodies do you think can fit in his coolers?
Oh, it depends on how much you chop them up.
And how much he has stocked.
Mm-hmm. There's no ice cream in that truck.
I am going to buy some ice cream from him next time he comes by. I wish, for purposes of the show, we would hear that song coming down the street.
It'd be awesome, wouldn't it? You'd have to go up there with like your balls hanging out.
Ice cream.
No, I'm going to ask for something sweet and see what I get. Probably a bag of meth.
Probably. Some dirty shit.
Ask him what he recommends.
Yeah, what do you recommend? What's the sweetest thing on the menu?
What will I be coming back for more tomorrow of?
Yeah. I don't want anything that's going to keep me awake at all hours of the night, though. I've got to get to bed. This ice cream can't have that much sugar in it. Yeah. The ice cream, man. Never.
At least not ours. There might be a good one out there somewhere, but yeah.
I bet there is. I bet we're giving them bad names. I might be bashing them. There's a few ice cream guys that listen to the podcast, and I bet I'll hear from them. I bet I'll hear some negative stuff
you
from them.
You son of a bitch. I had no kids come to my ice cream truck yesterday. They said Dr. Will was going to... said that you were going to rape me.
Yeah. But I bet I'll get a couple of emails from the molesters saying, you blew my cover. Now I got to work as a lunch lady.
Sloppy Joes.
It's such a sick thing. When was that invented? Let's look up the Sloppy Joe. This is becoming more of a Google as a hobby, but I don't care.
Googling could be a hobby.
Yeah, I'm sure someone does it.
There's probably quite a few people who Google themselves all day.
I've never Googled myself. I'd kind of be afraid of what the world knows about me. Do you want to? No, I don't want to.
I do. I did. I Googled myself once.
I did. Well, we had to in school. They made us do it in our computer.
And they watched.
I remember in school. Yeah. Go ahead and look yourself up. Let's see what comes up. Oh, well, this makes sense. It was invented in Sioux City, Iowa, the Sloppy Joe. Popular loose meat sandwich.
I mean, it's pretty fucking loose. Yeah.
The guy was named Joe. I'm imagining he was one of the dirtiest motherfuckers that ever worked in a kitchen. Oh, there's a New Jersey Sloppy Joe. This one sounds even worse.
catch.
It's cold. It's a cold sandwich in New Jersey. There's minor variations. It's always a triple-decker rye bread. It has sliced deli meat such as turkey, ham, pastrami, corned beef, roast beef, beef tongue. It has Swiss cheese, coleslaw, and Russian dressing. That New Jersey is doing everything wrong.
Yeah.
And sloppy Joe meat on top of it?
No, not that I understand.
Oh.
Not even the sauce.
No.
So it's nothing like a sloppy
Joe?
It's not.
It's a Jersey Joe.
Fucking Jersey.
Sloppy Jersey.
Sloppy Jersey. I think I had one of those one time.
Yeah, her name was Sally.
Oh, how much for a sloppy Jersey?
I'm running low on funds. I only got $2. What can I get for that?
I'll give you a sloppy Jersey. Sounds good. I'll have that.
Wow. McDonald's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle ice cream toys.
What?
They're Transformers, and that's a dinosaur if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, I've seen
some that. People have no idea what they're
doing. They remade robots out of those, too.
Yeah, I got, I still have some of those. I have this one.
Quarter pounder one?
The hot cake.
Ah,
whatever that turns into. Yeah, this thing.
The breakfast guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember those.
$15.
I saw those for $15. You're
wow.
kidding me.
Is it?
I have
zero
all of
bids.
I have
zero
all
bids.
Of
yeah, see.
Well, they're selling all of them for, $13.99.
That's a starting bid, though. It could go up higher.
No, that's
well, you can buy them for $15.
Yeah, so
yeah, I had all of these. Fucking
they're looking
games.
At least get a sloppy Joe out of the deal.
A couple sloppy jerseys, and a sloppy Joe after you're done.
Clean you up and
sounds like
a
good day,
Joe.
Man.
It does. A good 5 minutes.
Hey, Sally, let's clean up and have a sloppy Joe after this, huh? Oh, shit. From Hollywood to sloppiness in a matter of 20 minutes. Hey, if you guys want to visit Jessica Claire Beale, she has a cabin in Boulder, Colorado. That should narrow it down. You could just ask anybody there.
Where's the cabin?
Yeah, Jessica, don't tell things like this on your cards. There are people out there with your underwear. And they will come wanting more. So, as far as hobbies go, do you guys have any?
We have kids.
Yeah.
That's a job more than a hobby.
Definitely a
joke. Yes. Hey, feel free to take home your cards, guys.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, hang them up on the fridge, give them to the kids.
Carlton might like them.
Yeah, for real.
You get them back and they're all stuck together.
Yep.
Like, fascia.
Take this, Dylan. Take this, Dylan and Cole.
Yeah, Rob. Josh Peck, you sexy bitch. Oh, did I get some in your eye?
Imrod.
Yeah, Imrod's got the... She's got the target, though. God, she's a 5-hit right there.
Yeah, she does.
Reminds me of some of the people we worked in the restaurant biz with.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't give any shout-outs on the show to that, though.
Yeah, nobody deserves a shout-out that we've ever worked with. Mm-hmm.
Or this
except
one
for Chim Cham.
Chim Cham.
She's giving that face like, I dare you.
I dare you. My dick's bigger than yours.
Yes, it is. Let's look that up. We've done everything else. Mina Savari's dick.
The funniest shit ever. If you got a phone call one day.
This is Mina Savari. I don't have a penis.
I expect that phone call within a week.
30 minutes after you post it.
Wait a
minute. I loved you. And I always thought your show was so funny. You talked about
it. I'm seeing something pretty funny here. I want to read this.
This guy's got a creepy website.
Yeah, it's also a creepy name. DrunkenStepfather.com.
Oh. Is that him back there? That guy?
Wait a minute. Here. This is for you. Here are some Mina Savari picks for the alien forehead fetishes. Because I know there is at least one motherfucker reading this who jerks off thinking about coming on a girl's forehead.
Who takes this fetish so seriously that he spends his unemployed time because he is too weird to socialize like a normal person?
Hey, fuck you, I have a job.
I'm searching for porn pussy with ample head. But I'm just posting this as an excuse to repost her shitty tits in a recent nude scene.
And I was worried about you getting a phone call.
I'm practical like that. You know I take a bad thing and make it better by stripping it down. Even thought, it's still fucking bad.
Even thought?
Yeah. Thanks to shitty jeans. Here we go. At least he's talking about it. Lesbian haircut, Mina Savari doesn't seem to be a lesbian anymore. At least that's what she wants us to believe by overcompensating with some dude on the beach by being all touchy-feel with her public displays of affection. I would say rent a room, but I never do that because I am more into watching it like the creep that I am.
Did you say rent a room?
I don't know how they do things on whatever planet she's from. But I am hoping the next set of pictures have her on her knees with homie's dick in her mouth. But I still have a feeling she doesn't roll like that, and by that I mean with penis. Since dude looks like he's putting on some shitty performance while she's not having that, and is just going along with it to get the girl she's attracted to back to her room with her. I think this pretty boy is just some kind of bait to get that pussy in her mouth. But then again, I could be wrong. I was never a huge fan of fishing.
I want to see this.
This guy's awesome.
He's pretty awesome.
I like his writing style.
I'm sure he sounds like an ICP
fan. This whole website is
about her. Here's the one I was trying to read. This is what brought me to this site. I was trying to deny that Mina Savari was a dyke, not because I think she's hot and want to give her my cock, but because I don't think lesbian haircuts mean lesbianism. But that was before I saw a tattoo of a lion. Because once a bitch gets the King of the Jungle tattooed on her, you know she's pretty much coming out of the closet. Because everyone knows that cats represent cunt and lions represent super cunt. True story. Okay, so I am not good at telling jokes. I disagree. Maybe you should go back to watching porn, and I should go back to eating, because I realize that writing this shit bites into valuable eating time. And I also realize that when you watch porn, you're actually getting off to the dick, homo. These pictures are of Mina Savari at the Toronto Film Fest premiere of some movie called Stuck. God, he hates Mina Savari. Here are some pictures of Mina Savari in her lesbian haircut jogging in some kind of sports bra showing off her little tits and a pair of tight pants showing off her ass. But you don't need me to tell you that. You have the eyes and you can see the pictures yourself, so fuck off. The most interesting thing about these pictures are her gangster stance with her one leg rolled up, but I don't even know if people dress like that anymore because I haven't been to the suburbs in a long time. The suburbs give me anxiety. The only thing to find there are some Twilight Zone-style houses that all look the fucking same. Happy on the outside families that have their dirty little secrets of the wife fucking the tennis coach or the husband fucking the neighbor's wife or the babysitter in attempts to add some kind of excitement to their boring lives. And a bunch of punk kids dressed like 50 Cent, mugging old ladies to be gangster and tagging up the schoolyard like they lived in some big city and were hip-hop. These are the kind of motherfuckers who get teenage girls pregnant. They do acid to kill the boredom. And as interesting as that sounds, I don't step foot in the place. So Mina Savari is a lesbian gangster. That may not be accurate, but to say she's got a lesbian haircut and is built like a fucking tank isn't.
But he wants to give her his cock.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Yeah. God, I could read this all day. I think I'm bookmarking this page. I'm going to read all of these. Oh, he's still bitching about it.
God.
I could do this all night, but I won't bore you anymore. As far as this hobby goes, Hollywood trading cards, would you do this again?
It doesn't seem like you can. Their website's down.
Yeah, but I found these cards on, Amazon.
So obviously, they have a stockpile.
I'm sure they do. We could be the only people in the world who collect them.
If you found a pack of pop cards, would you buy them? Say they were a dollar somewhere.
If I wanted to throw my money away, I think I would.
I think I would buy these again, too.
Yeah.
I have no doubt about it. I have fun opening these. Mm-hmm. They're total bullshit and will probably be thrown away, except for these panties.
Saving that.
But that'll go in my wallet. First of all, big Seventh Heaven fan. Huge Seventh Heaven fan.
I
have every season.
You had every season. Yeah.
I remember that. It's my church on Sundays. And watch a couple episodes this morning. And now that I have a pair of her underwear, it's like I'll be even closer to Seventh Heaven, you know? Somehow. I'll just pretend that this is a pair of underwear from that show.
They are white, Kyle.
They are white.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
and white is the color of holiness, right. Virginity.
I don't know too many. You'd have to be a real hoe bag to be on a show like Seven Heaven and wearing some dirty thongs.
Wait, what?
You know, that would be the ideal underwear to wear if you were the actress on Seventh Heaven. You'd be wearing some white granny panties. You'd really want to take the role in. You wouldn't be wearing some slut.
You would take
thong.
It seriously. You would be like, Mary Camden would wear granny panties. There'd be no way her mom would buy her a thong.
No.
Because you know the mom was buying those panties in that family.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they were hand-me-downs from the mom.
They might have been.
Yeah.
Those might be her mom's hand-me-downs.
Oh, shit. Now,
that's getting freaky.
Working up a chubby.
Time to jack off to some forehead pics.
Yep. Catherine Hicks. Catherine Hicks forehead pics. .com. Anyways, I found something that I enjoy. This is the first hobby, besides science, which I did completely wrong, so I don't know if I really enjoy science, that I would do again. Pop cards? Yes. Trading cards? No. Hollywood blockbusters? No. Add them together? Fuck yes. I like it.
It's a big yes.
I like it. And that's the first time I've found something that I like, and I'm pretty excited to say that I would not only recommend pop cards to you guys listening out there, but I would come to your house and open them with you. So go ahead and email me. I'll buy some cards. I'll come to your house. We'll have a good old time. And maybe we can find an ice cream man.
And eat some sloppy jerseys.
Yes, and get a sloppy jersey. This sounds like a good time.
That's a fulfilling night right there.
Well, thank you guys for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
This has been the first time that I've enjoyed myself doing the hobby anyways. It's always fun to podcast. To you guys out there, have a good night. Kiss your children for me. So there's that. Not too bad, huh? We had some fun today. I will stand by that offer if you want me to buy some pop cards and come to your house and open them with you. Email me at hobbieswith@gmail.com. I'll come fucks with you. On a side note, Bob Dylan put out a new album. Go grab yourself a copy of Tempest. He's hitting it hard, kids. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for fucking with your boy. As always, send you out with some good tunes. This one's going to be off the new album. Go get it. It's amazing.
Well, I'm grinding my life out, steady and sure. Nothing more left than what I must endure. I'm drenched in the light that shines from the sun. I could stone you to death for the wrongs that you've done. Sooner or later, you'll make a mistake. I put you in a chain that you never would break. Legs and arms and body and bone, I pay in blood, but not my own. Night after night, day after day, they strip your useless hopes away. The more I take, the more I give. something in my pocket. Make your eyeballs sweet. I've got dogs to tear ya. Lip from the lip. I'm circling around the southern zone. I pay blood, but I'm my own. But I'll play this hand, whether I like it or not. I'm sworn to uphold the laws of God. You can't put me out in front of a fire squad. I've been out and around with the rowdy men, just like you, my handsome friend. My head so hard, must be made of stone. I paid blood. But not my own. Another politician pumping out the piss. Another ragged beggar blowing you a kiss. You've got the same eyes that your mother does. If only you could prove who your father was. Someone must have slipped a drug into wine. You gumped it down and you crossed the line. Man can't live by bread alone. I've been blood, but not my own. How I made it back home. Oh, how I survived so many blows. I've been through hell. What good did it do? You bastard. I'm supposed to respect you. I'll give you justice. I'll fathom you first. Show me your moral virtue first. Hear me holler. Hear me moan. But not my own. You bit your lover in the bed. Come here, I'll break your lousy head. Our nation must be saved and freed. You've been accused of murder. This is how I spend my days. I came to bury, not to raise. I drink my food.